Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want, baby,
that's Aretha. The sweet voice of Aretha Franklin. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin. Brad is the president of IASTraining.com. IAS Training, I should say, and put a .com on the end of that. And that's his website. You find his books there and all the other things. A lot of different products, too, right, Brad?
Well, that's exactly right. And I just wanted to say, if it's not for the information, you got to listen to this show just for the music.
That's exactly right.
I mean, the information and the music together, we got us a sure winner.
It doesn't get any better than that, does it?
It doesn't get better.
Well, so you read that just right, Brad. Good job. You got different kind of products that you make available to folks, and it's, you're especially focused on the retail and hospitality industries, aren't you?
I call them the passion industries. Anybody where there's passion involved in the transaction, where furniture, jewelry, musical instruments, you know, somebody's home is the
right.
passion and those
right.
kinds of things. So landscape companies, you know, all that kind of
okay.
stuff.
Okay,
so.
All right.
But the new thing I wanted to introduce is you and I both know that there's a lot of problems with training as far as lack of consistency,
it's abysmal in small business.
Yeah, and somebody said to me, well, what if I train all my people and then they up and quit and they go to my competition? And mm-hmm. I just had to say to them, well, what if you don't? They stay.
Yeah, exactly. When you don't train them, they stay. That's right.
Exactly. So what I've decided to do is, I've heard about this thing called the Internet that people are using.
They have that on computer now, don't they?
Yeah, it's actually on a computer, so it's really quite amazing. But we're going to start doing bi-monthly webinars. And the first week of every month, we're going to have a webinar on sales management issues. And then the third week of every month, we're going to have a webinar on salesmanship issues.
Mm-hmm.
So these things are going to be scheduled on the first Wednesday and the third Wednesday, and it'll be 1 o'clock.
Who's going to conduct these webinars?
Well, I'm going to conduct them, and we're going to have some guest speakers.
Really?
And, yep. So every now and again, you might find yourself on a webinar talking to some of my people if you'd be willing to do that here. I'm asking in a public forum, which...
Are you inviting me to join you on the webinars? Is that what you do?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I'll have my people. I'll have my people talk to your people, and we'll see.
We'll have them do lunch.
We'll see if we can work that out. But no, seriously, I like what you're doing because the pushback from small business owners about training is where's the time? Where's the money going to come from? How do I do without them for that period of time? You know,
right.
Big companies have layers, right? They people who can just get over it. I mean, they just train their people. Big companies train their people, you know, almost beyond reason, but they've got the ability to do that. Small businesses don't have the budget. We don't have the time. And webinars are the kind of thing that not only can you do it live, but they can do the archive, right? They can go back and do it over and over again.
Yeah, all these will be archived so people can refer back to it over
yeah.
and over. And if you couldn't attend the live session, and there'll be a Q&A session at the end of each session. And if it's a question that I feel appropriate for the entire group, then I'll answer it on the webinar. If
right.
not, then my promise is I'll call you after the webinar and I'll get that question addressed for you and answered.
And it's going to be on sales and sales training? And
the first
one will
be on sales management the first week of every month, sales training the third week of every month.
What will you be telling them about sales management?
Well, one of the biggest issues, and the first one that we're going to do is in March, is managing people based on opinions, not based on facts. And we got to manage people based on facts and not opinions, because the minute we have an opinion, we could be wrong. So how do we get those facts
mm-hmm.
we need in order to coach and train and motivate and all those types of things? So, the other issue is people focus on the result itself and not the actions that cause the result.
I explain that.
And, well, I'll give you an example. I'm from Denver, so we'll say Denver Broncos playoff game. They're losing 27-3 at halftime. I know the coach isn't saying to the quarterback, hey, Peyton, this second half, I think it'd be a good idea if you scored some touchdowns. It's like a sales manager saying to a salesperson, hey, salesperson, I think this next month you ought to sell something.
Right, right.
So they're focusing on the result, not the actions that got the result.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know what those actions are in
right.
order to help people.
In other words, there's no place for Captain Obvious in a sales management organization.
Exactly. Yep. I've never heard that term, but I'm going to steal it and use it. I like that.
And well, you do that all the time. So, okay, IAS training, can they find out more about the webinars there?
Well, let me get my 800 number. It's 800-248-7703.
All right, so check that out, folks, and whatever Brad does is top shelf. Hey, Brad, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Brad joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.